The shepherds hurried away to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. When they saw the child, they repeated what they had been told about him. And everyone who heard it was astonished at what the shepherds had to say. As for Mary, she treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was exactly as they had been told. When the eighth day came, and the child was to be circumcised, they gave him the name Jesus, the name the angel had given him before his conception. This is the gospel of
the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
And it's the Christmas Gospel which we don't read on Christmas Day in this parish because we don't have a Mass at the dawn. And that's because we've swapped the Mass at the dawn for the Mass Vigil at 6:30 on Christmas Eve. A development which I must say I should like to see reversed. But let it pass. So we have these beautiful words to think about today on Mary's great feast. And we've always treasured the image of Mary, particularly in her contemplative role, the person who gave birth to the Messiah. We are offered to her by the Church as a glorious model of humanity. And perhaps today on the octave of the Nativity, instead of thinking about the incarnate Christ, we think about the person who most nearly received him into the world. We are to be very, very close to Christ. We are to be intimate with him at every point in our lives. We have many friends, distant, some close, some very, very close. And we allow them to touch our lives and sometimes to share our lives as intimately as we know how. Christ is to share our life completely. Never do or say anything, said St. Paul to us the other day, except in the name of the Lord Jesus. And that was the middle reading for the Feast of the Holy Family. When Jesus says of us, who are listening to his word today, you are my sister and brother and mother, he's speaking about a relationship with him that transcends any single relationship, even within the family. We are to be so close to him. And in this, Mary carried him in her womb and held him in her arms and taught him to walk and to speak. It's to be our model. And we know that even for her, there had to be a conversion to discipleship and motherhood, the sword that pierced her life, whereby she had to be taught by her own son, whereby she had to journey with him on the human pilgrimage. In this, she is also for us a model, because she is ready to sacrifice at every stage in order to receive the gifts of the kingdom. So the shepherds hurried to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the baby. And Mary treasured all the things the shepherds had to say and pondered them in her heart. And then the shepherds went back glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was exactly as they had been told. At the end of Luke's Gospel, two people walking beside a third figure on the road to Emmaus will once again go over all that they had been told and realize that in the cross, in the events of the Paschal mystery, everything had come true that they had ever been told. And we could pray today that during the year which opens for us today, we may treasure all these things in our hearts and in our living, find that everything is exactly fulfilling the message we have heard. We believe in one God, the Father of all.